Pam M103, still. The trial of a former Libyan intelligence official charged in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland has been delayed because of the discovery of new evidence that defense attorneys want to examine, reported the AP Monday. Jury selection was scheduled to begin Wednesday for the federal trial of Abu Adjila Mohammed Massad Kair Al-Marami in Washington, D.C. His trial will be the first in the U.S. for the DEC. 21, 1988, bombing. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich's order didn't specify the nature of the newly discovered evidence. Al-Marami's lawyers say prosecutors disclosed the new evidence to them on Saturday. Unsolved mystery. The identity for the gunman, or gunmen, responsible for the APRA. 16, 2013, attack on PG&E's Metcalf Electrical Substation 15 miles southeast of San Jose remains a mystery and foreshadows what could too easily happen should the U.S. face a well-trained spec ops adversary, writes Christopher Cox in Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Chilling, in the past decade, dozens of facilities in Arkansas and Oregon, Florida and Washington, have been targeted, often using the same tactic as the one seen in 2013, puncturing the cooling system and letting the oil drain out, Cox reports. Security at most stations remains lame. If saboteurs knocked out 9 total substations among the 3 main U.S. power grids, they could black out the entire United States. Gangs of New Russia. The Kremlin is recruiting local gang members to sabotage defense manufacturers across Europe to test NATO's resolve, reports The Telegraph. This week, Latvia detained 3 of its own nationals on suspicion of an arson attack against a drone manufacturer in neighboring Estonia, it said. The attacks appear carefully calculated to fall just short of triggering Article 5, NATO's mutual defense clause, intelligence officials believe. Attacks have been reported in Poland. Russia has also been deploying so-called hybrid warfare to destabilize pro-EU Moldova.